Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
In the quiet hills outside Bethlehem, a group of shepherds tend their sheep under the starlit sky. Among them is a young shepherd. Let's call him Jabel, who dreams of adventures beyond the pastures. The moon hung low over the rolling hills of Bethlehem, casting a silvery glow on the peaceful landscape. Jabel sat by the crackling fire, its warm flames dancing and sending sparks into the cool night air. Around him, the other shepherds tended to the flock, their soft wool gleaming under the starlight. "Another quiet night," sighed Jabel, gazing at the countless stars, twinkling like diamonds above. He loved watching the skies, wondering what lay beyond the distant horizon. "Do you ever think about what else there is out there?" he asked his older brother. Let's call him Eli. Eli chuckled softly. "Always dreaming, aren't you, Jabel? But our duty is here, watching over the sheep." Jabel nodded, but his heart yearned for something more. "Have you ever felt like there was something exciting waiting just for you?" That's how Jabel felt every night under the vast sky. The gentle bleating of the sheep filled the air, and a cool breeze carried the sweet scent of wildflowers growing nearby. The other shepherds settled in, some humming quiet tunes, others sharing stories passed down from their fathers. "Tell us a story, Grandpa Nathan," one of the younger shepherds called out. The old shepherd smiled, his weathered face glowing in the firelight. "Very well," he began. "Long ago, it was foretold that a saviour would come to guide us." Jabel listened intently, his eyes wide. Tales of the promised Messiah always filled him with wonder. Could such a prophecy come true in his lifetime? As the night deepened, a hush fell over the group. The only sounds were the occasional rustling of the sheep and the distant hoot of an owl. Jabel pulled his cloak tighter around him, feeling a sense of anticipation he couldn't quite explain. Little did he know, this ordinary night was about to become the most extraordinary night of his life. Suddenly, a brilliant light flooded the hillside, brighter than anything the shepherds had ever seen. Jabel shielded his eyes, his heart pounding. "What is happening?" he whispered. An angel appeared before them, radiating a warm and heavenly glow. The air was filled with a soothing melody, like a thousand harmonious voices singing softly. "Do not be afraid," the angel said, his voice gentle yet powerful. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. Today, in the town of David, a saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Jabel's fear turned to awe. Could this be true? An angel speaking to humble shepherds like them? Have you ever been so surprised that you could hardly believe your eyes? You see, people look down on shepherds, and yet the angel spoke first to them. The angel continued, "You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, the sky was filled with a multitude of angels, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." The shepherds fell to their knees, overwhelmed by the glorious sight. The light gradually faded, and the angels ascended back into heaven, leaving the night sky sparkling with the stars once more. Eli turned to the group, his eyes shining. "We must go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Jabel's heart leapt with joy. "Yes, let's go at once." They quickly gathered their things, leaving the sheep safely penned. The excitement bubbled inside Jabel like a bubbling spring. Have you ever felt so eager to do something that you could hardly wait? As they began their journey, the air felt different, filled with hope and anticipation. The bright star shone above them, guiding their way towards Bethlehem. The shepherds hurried down the hillside, their footsteps light despite the rocky path. The town of Bethlehem lay ahead, its lights twinkling softly in the distance. "Look at that star," Jabel pointed out. "It's as if it's leading us." The night was cool and the scent of olive trees filled the air. Crickets chirped a rhythmic song, accompanying their swift footsteps. As they entered Bethlehem, the streets were quiet. Most people were asleep, unaware of the miraculous event which had just occurred. The shepherds moved quietly, searching for the stable where the baby lay. "How will we find him?" one shepherd asked. Jabel smiled. "The angel said we'd find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Let's look for a stable." They followed the glow of the bright star until they came upon a humble stable behind an inn. Soft light flickered from inside. "Do you think this is the place?" Eli whispered. Jabel nodded, his heart pounding with excitement and reverence. Inside the stable, they saw Mary and Joseph. And there, in a manger, a kind of trough that the animals ate out of, filled with hay, lay the baby Jesus. Peaceful silence enveloped the space, broken only by the soft breaths of the animals. Jabel felt tears welling up in his eyes. The baby looked so small and fragile, yet there was something extraordinary about him. Have you ever seen something so wonderful that it made your heart feel full to bursting? Mary looked up and smiled warmly at the shepherds. "Welcome," she said softly. "We came to see the Saviour," Eli explained. "Angels told us of his birth." Joseph nodded. "You are most welcome. The Lord has blessed us all tonight." The shepherds knelt beside the manger, their hearts overflowing with joy and gratitude. Jabel gazed at Jesus, feeling a connection he couldn't explain. They shared with Mary and Joseph all that the angel had told them. Mary treasured their words, pondering them in her heart. As they left the stable, the shepherds couldn't contain their excitement. They began praising God and telling everyone they met what they had seen and heard. Jabel's spirit soared. He felt as if he could fly. "This is the greatest night ever," he exclaimed. Back in the fields, the shepherds gathered around the fire once more, but this time their hearts were forever changed. "Can you believe that God chose us, simple shepherds that everybody looks down on, to receive this amazing news?" One of them marvelled. Eli smiled. It just shows that God's love is for everyone, no matter who they are. Jabal stood up, his eyes shining brightly. We must tell others about this. Everybody needs to know that the Saviour has been born. They agreed, and over the next few days the shepherds shared their story with everybody they met. Some people were amazed, others were sceptical. Do you think they'll believe us? Jabal asked Eli one day. Whether they believe us or not, our job is to share the good news, Eli replied wisely. God will touch their hearts. Have you ever shared something important with others, hoping they would understand? The shepherds felt it was their mission to spread the joyful news. Jabal realized that his dream of adventure had come true in a way he could never have expected. He didn't need to travel far to find purpose. It was right here, in sharing God's love with others. One evening, as the sun set in brilliant shades of golden crimson, Jabal sat on the hillside, reflecting on all that had happened. Eli joined him, sitting down with a contented sigh. "You've been quiet today, brother." "Just thinking," Jabal replied. "Our lives have changed so much since that night. I feel like a different person." Eli nodded. "Meeting Jesus as a way of changing hearts." Jabal looked at the sky, now dotted with the first stars of the evening. "I used to wonder what my purpose was. Now I know. I know that serving God and sharing his love is the greatest adventure of all." Eli placed a hand on his shoulder. "I'm proud of you, Jabal. You've grown in wisdom and faith. Have you ever felt yourself kind of grow inside, understanding things more deeply and better than before?" Jabal felt a peaceful joy settle within him. "Let's make a promise," Jabal said, "to always remember this feeling and to keep sharing the good news." "Agreed," Eli smiled. As they watched the stars, the same bright star that guided them to Jesus seemed to twinkle brighter, as if winking at them. The shepherd's story teaches us that no matter who we are, we can be messengers of God's love. Isn't it amazing how they shared the good news with everybody that they met? Think about a time when you were so happy that you wanted to tell everybody about something. Just like the shepherds, we can spread joy by sharing kindness and love with others. Remember, you don't have to be famous or powerful to make a difference. Your words and actions can light up somebody's day. So the next time you feel joy in your heart, don't keep it to yourself. Share it. By doing so, you'll be following the example of the shepherds, bringing hope and happiness to the world around you. Would you like to bring hope and happiness wherever you go? You would? Well, I think we might need God's help in that, don't you? Shall we ask God together? Shall we say a little prayer? A prayer is just talking to God. Let's be still. Lord, we thank you so much for the amazing gift of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, on that night, and the way in which the shepherds were going everywhere sharing the good news. Help us to bring good news where we go. Help us to bring happiness and joy. Lord, give us the people to talk to and the words to use. Help us to see those around us, in our family and in our schools and elsewhere. Help us to see them as you see them, through your eyes, filled with love. Help us to encourage them. Help us to make their days better than they would otherwise be. Help us to be the people of good news, to serve you well, and to bring joy and happiness to this world. Amen.